Blog Talk Radio.
This the place to come where we all can address the issues, debating different topics, bring friends and family with you. You can say what you want, speak whatever you feel. When Lizzie May and Tay in the building,
it's what?
It's real.
Talk Radio.
What is going on, people? What is going on, people? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. Lizzie May, what are you laughing at?
Oh, yo, I hear myself.
This is, hey, for everybody that don't know, I know you're like, why is Nizzy Nay laughing? This is her first time. No, you heard the intro before on that other show we did.
Oh, but it's been such a minute since I heard it. And then, yo, it's totally different when you in there and you're doing it and then you actually hear yourself on there. And so weird, because it doesn't even sound like me. I sound like a freaking white girl. Sorry, people.
Well, everybody knows you sound like a white girl. I don't think that's anything new, but I guess you really can hear it when you're actually listening. How was that, by the way, Nizzy Nay? How was, like, your first studio experience? I gave Nizzy Nay her first studio experience when we recorded this intro. Nizzy Nay got her first studio experience. How was it? Did you enjoy your first studio experience?
It was all right.
It took you like an hour to get two lines right.
Yeah, but I don't know how many times I had to freaking do the outro. Like, I was tired, was grumpy, was a long day. You got to go in there and do that. And then I ain't saying something right, and then there's echoing and all this. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Can I just say it right so I can go to hell in bed?
Jeez. Yeah, we had a long day that day. We had, you know, Street Legal Radio. Shout out to Street Legal Radio. Definitely one of our affiliates. You know, we had an interview at Street Legal Radio that day. We had a hectic day. And then I got sick, so that Abashi Grill, I was so mad I couldn't even enjoy the Abashi Grill because I got sick that day. And Nizzy Nay's sitting there smashing, enjoying her food. I'm sitting there eating, not tasting nothing. So I was mad about that. But other than that, it was a good day. You know, we got the intro recorded. We got our interview at Street Legal Radio. For those who aren't familiar, check out Street Legal Radio. You can download the app on your wireless device. Or you can go to the website on your computer, streetlegalradio.com. You know, they got some good stuff going on over there. They got a lot of hosts, good interviews. They talented local artists on the come up. Make sure you check out Street Legal Radio, definitely. And also, I want to shout out the homie Daylight Stay Right for doing our logo. We got a new logo. If you, for those who haven't saw it, you'll probably see it when you come on the site. If you're listening to the show by computer or internet, or if you check out Facebook, it's real. Just type in "It's Real Talk Radio" on Facebook; it'll bring us right up. I gotta give Daylight some props real quick. Daylight, you know I told you I got you on a shout-out, so you know I had to definitely hold true to my word. So definitely shout-out to the homie Daylight for looking out. And with that being said, man, it's been a long time. Like, this is the first time this year, Nizzy Nay, that we are back with an official show where we're actually hosting a full show ourselves. You know, it's been a lot of stuff going on, a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff going on. And, you know, we decided that we were going to kind of take a little time off to get things in order and, you know, enhance the show and make it better. So when we come back, we want to come back swinging. You know, this ain't Girl Scouts, you know. This is MMA right here. So we trying to come back swinging. So we had, you know what I mean, Nizzy Nay? So we had to get some things in order. And, yeah, man, we back like cook crack, man. We here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Go ahead.
And definitely for you sports fans, make sure you check out NFL Weekly Wrap-Up. Shout out to the homie Big Ran. That's my co-host for the NFL Weekly Wrap-Up. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be doing a show tomorrow. The playoff edition is going down real big. Make sure you definitely tune into us for NFL Weekly Wrap-Up. And with that being said, Nizzy Nay, you want to do the honors of tonight's topic?
Yeah. Well, basically, I came up with this one, of course. You know, I was just sitting here thinking one day, I know I have a great guy, you know, but are there any other, can a man really stay faithful, really? Honestly, I don't think he can. He's always thinking about doing something, you know, in his head. If he ain't trying to touch him, he is definitely thinking about it in his head. That's not being faithful. I don't think so. In his head, he's thinking about doing some freaky things with females. Like, I think some men can stay faithful, but there are some that it no matter what, they just can't. And they know they can't. And those are men that they never get married. They're always stay single. Like, I work with a guy, and he is in his mid-40s. He's never been married. He's got 10 kids. So that tells you right off the bat, you know, he's never been faithful. He's got 8 baby mamas. So that tells you right off the bat, he's never been faithful. He's living with a girl, but at the same time, he's still messing with another one. And he knows what he's doing because he's been with his main chick. That's what they call it nowadays, their main chick. He's been with his main chick for a couple of years, and he said the only reason why he didn't stay faithful because he was good in the beginning is because he stopped giving it up. So that meant that he had to go and find, he wanted to still stay with her because he lived with her, he had kids with her, but, you know, he ain't giving it up. So that means that he feels though he needs to go out and find somebody that's going to. I mean, is that really how men think? Do men really think that way? Like, because, you know, your chick is not giving up anymore, that gives them an excuse to go and cheat. You know, that means they no longer can stay faithful.
I mean, let's face, like, when it comes to a relationship, like, one of the key things is romance, sexual attraction. Sex is a big part of a relationship or even an involvement. Like, you can't even call that your jump off if, you know, it ain't about, you know, if it ain't no play involved. You know what I mean? Like, that's key. Like, you can't expect someone to just sit around and be cool with not being able to get some action. You know, like, how do you think someone is going to be happy with that? Like, nobody's going to be okay with that. I mean, maybe, like, someone who is, like, practicing celibacy, but other than that, I mean, like, come on. Like, you asking. I mean, it's hard. We deal with temptation every day, and let's face it, women deal with it too. Like, women face temptation, men face temptation. That's just a realistic fact. I mean, you deal with that enough as it is. Like, and then to turn around and have someone, like deprive you of getting some loving, I mean, like, you're asking. I mean, they're already fighting off temptation because they're always going to have other people that they're attracted to. You're fighting off that on a daily basis, fighting off the demons. Then on top of that, you ain't going to give no play neither. I mean, what's the point of even being involved if you're not You know, but a lot of times it's like, well, it's issues going on. Y'all might beef a lot. And, you know, beefing can definitely turn you off and make you not interested. But just know that if you stay not interested in giving your significant other play for an extended period of time, you are asking to get played or basically have them go creep off. I mean, that's the way I look at it.
So you as a man, do you believe that men can stay faithful?
Well, of course. I think there are faithful men. I think men can stay faithful, but I think men fight demons off every day, just like women, but I think it's a little tougher on men. Now, I'm not trying to sound sexist. I know the first thing people are going to think is like, wow, that was sexist, especially females, but I mean, all right, hear me out for a second. Like, men and females, it's just a little different. Like, morals lie in different areas when it comes to men and women. Like, a woman's, 90% of women I know of, their dream is to, like, of course, get their dream job and have good money, good fortune, and all that stuff, but to raise a family. Women are naturally family oriented. A woman, your typical average woman who isn't a smut bucket, her dreams and her goals in life are to, like, be successful, maybe go to college, have a nice career, a job that she doesn't have to drag herself to every day, something she likes to do, and to have a good man that got her back, a good support system, and raise her kids and have a nice, happy family. And, you know, that's like that's where a woman's morals actually lie. Like, women think big on that. Most men, I mean, women are thinking that, like, age 17, 16. You can talk to some 15, 16-year-old females, and they're saying, that's what I want to do, grow up, get married, have some kids, have a family, and just have my career. Men, they're like, you know, I want to grow up and get laid as much as possible and have the nicest car, the nicest house, so I can have all the women. Now, come on, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not saying everybody, but typical female thinking versus typical man thinking. This is fact. I'm not saying all. We're talking about a good percentage. Trust me. All those men that you think are like goody, you know, all that, you know, these goody two-shoe men that like seem so good to be true, like a lot of men, I'm calling people out. I don't care. This is Real Talk Radio. A lot of these preachers and everybody, every man, not every man, but a lot of these men that you think are saints, like, I'm talking about people, I'm talking about men that's in the religious, all that stuff, like, all of that, doctors, lawyers, pastors, men are thinking, oh, I'm a pastor now, oh, yeah, mm-hmm, why don't you come and let me pray for you, girl, come here, you know what I mean, like, yeah. I'm just keeping it a buck, man, that's just how it really, really is, like, not all men, but a good, like, most men think like this, I'm telling you, that this is just how it is.
So basically, what you're saying is that it's going to be hard for us women to find a faithful man.
Not necessarily different. I mean, because even though most men are like, you know, every man wants the fine woman, and every man wants the woman with the big behind and the nice body and the cute smile and the sparkly whites, all of that stuff. You know, but there still are, you know, definitely men out there that, like, they want that one woman, you know. The problem, I think, lies in a lot of men are capable of doing that for a while, but then they get bored and get tired. Like, and I'm sure women get bored and tired, too, and that's the main thing. How do you keep it spontaneous? How do you keep the action going? Like, how do you keep it from being dull? Because people get tired of the same thing. You're waking up to the same face, to the same smell, to the same bacon and eggs that probably don't taste good anyway. You know what I mean? Like, you waking up to, it's the same thing. It's like a repetitive lifestyle when you're constantly dating. Like, the same person, like, you know, for a long, extended period of time. Like, how do you raise the bar? You know what I mean? This is what people have to, you know, that's a hump that a lot of people need to get over, a lot of couples. You know, men and women, is both of their responsibilities to raise that bar, like to do things to keep it spontaneous, because people can get bored. I mean, picture waking up every day eating the same. What if you had three meals, a breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner for the next 5 years straight? That's all you can eat. The same breakfast, bacon and eggs. The same lunch, a lunch meat sandwich. You know, the same dinner, chicken and mashed potatoes. Like, that's just your breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day for 5 straight years. You better add some seasonings or some flavor. You better try. You better put some syrup on your chicken. Try to do something to change the taste, to, you know, raise the bar, to elevate it, like, to just make it, like, something to make it different. Like, people get tired of the same thing. That's basically what I mean. Like, people get tired of the same thing. Like, and unfortunately, I think a lot of men, they get tired quicker than females. I think females are capable of putting up with more, and men, like, seem to have shorter attention spans, like, you know, because the desire is greater in a man, because what's morally important for a female and a man are different. You know, what's morally important for some men, for a lot of men, the more the better. And what's morally important for a lot of women are not to be a hoe, not to be a slut, to have a family, to, like, you know, do it by the book.
Yeah, true. So basically you're saying we have no hope. There are still men that
like totally just want to chill and just want to be with their significant other, and that's it. I've met some, you know, some homeboys, some guys, some friends that, you know, like, that's all they want. Like, you know, I've had friends like that. I have friends and affiliates, and we've had conversations about this stuff. And I've had some, like, that are, like, you know, some friends and affiliates that are, like, sometimes, I'm not going to lie, sometimes it was, like, so much, like, it was to the point that it was, like, sad. Like, I need a girlfriend. You know, like, they was trying to make a remix, like, part three or something, like, you know, trying to reach out to Diddy, like, to do a new version, like, like, sometimes it's just pathetic to see a man, like, I'm so sad, like, I need a girlfriend, like, why doesn't anybody want me, like, that's just pathetic, like, I'm sure most ladies, like, they, you know, you want a man that's going to be faithful and committed and stuff, but you still want somebody that's going to have backbone that can weather the storm and be a soldier until that opportunity comes, you know? Now, I know of some people, I ain't going, you know, call nobody's names out that I know personally. I ain't going to attack and assassinate people's characters like that. But these people know who they are. And if they listening right now, I can just picture them just looking like, oh, I hope you don't say my name. But don't worry, I ain't going to air you out. But y'all know who y'all are. Like, you know, you got to, sometimes you just got to man up and let your pants just hang down a little bit. Like, your pants too tight. You know, you're walking around with basically female pants on. Like, you know, your pants are, like, hugging your body too tight. Like, you need to let your pants hang a little bit. You need to breathe. You need some circulation down there. Be a man. Be a G. You know, like, come on. Like, you don't walk around crying about you need a girlfriend and nobody wants you. All you want to do is be happy. That's some female type stuff. You know, be a man about it and just let it come when it comes. So I think a lot of females, like, they want the right balance, because too much of that whiny complaining, I need this, why don't you want to be with me, why do you want to go out with your friends, why can't we spend all the time in the world together? It starts to be pathetic. Nizzy Nae, would you enjoy a man like that?
No, I'll call him a punk. And I'll probably get bored.
See, my point proven, see?
And I would get bored, and I'd probably move elsewhere, because I can't stand that. Like, I don't mind a guy that is mushy and sentimental in some ways, but at the same time, I know, you know, if something has to go down and I need him to have my back, that he's going to have my back. You know, he's got that little bit of hood in him, but he's still at the same time, you know, he's still very lovable and caring and all that. But I can't have no punk. especially dealing with me anyway, you can't be no punk. Because I'm already reckless out the mouth. So you got to be able to take what I'm dishing to you. Because you already know I don't play. I don't play at all. I can't have no punk. I gotta have somebody that is going to go back with me and, you know, put me in my places sometimes when I need to. And no punk can do that. I'll probably end up making them cry. I have did that to a guy before. He was just too girly. Like, he was just really just whining and complaining. And one day I just gave it to him. I said, look, do you have balls? Like, what is your problem? Like, am I the man or are you the man? You sitting over here crying, and I'm sitting here laughing at you. You look like a fool. Like, he was really crying. Man. He was really, really crying. Like, I really gave it to him that day. Like, really did. And he was boo-hooing. I said, man, you got to be kidding me. I can't deal with no man like that. But that was back in my pimping days, you know.
Oh, that was back in your pimping days. But your pimping days over, huh?
Yeah, it's over. I'm getting too old for that.
Did you agree that, like, people have to find a way to raise the bar to keep it interesting so things don't get old?
Oh, yeah, you got to stay spontaneous, most definitely, especially dealing with me. I get bored very quickly, very quickly. And you got to change it up a little bit. You got to do something to keep it spicy. You know, I don't care what it is. But you got to change it up because you can't keep doing the same old thing over and over again. You keep me interested in you. And I don't have to, like, it's like see you every single day, you know, because that makes you bored of them too. Especially, like, when you're married, a little bit of distance, let your man go and chill with his boys and you go out with the girls or whatever to take some space from each other. Because y'all going to end up killing each other. At the end of the day, seeing that person, you wake up with that person, you see them all through the day, you come home and see them, and they're right there in your face every day, all day. Ugh, I couldn't do it. Like, I would make them go and hang out with the boys or whatever. Go do something. Go do some manly things. I don't want to be bored. I think that's one of the problems that I always used to have is being bored. Like, the men didn't know how to keep it spontaneous and keep me interested. You know, it's just the same old thing every single day, and it makes you lose interest. Like, what happened? You want to keep it interesting in the beginning so you can get me, and once you got me, then you want to get all boring on me. Like, surprising your loved one, not even with gifts, just surprise. So, I'll tell you, I was just thinking about this earlier. The one thing, and it may sound dumb, but the one thing that was so spontaneous to me is my man, we hadn't seen each other in like a week and a half, almost 2 weeks. So just because, you know, we've both been working or whatnot and everything is just, we can't seem to get our schedules together and then nothing's working out and I hadn't seen him. I remember working at night and we were just sitting there just texting. I'm not even thinking nothing of it. I'm thinking he's already at his second job and he's just gone. And now I'm just in here texting them, and I'm cleaning up at my work. And then all of a sudden, I look over and I see somebody walking, you know, walking around, and I think that's him, but I'm not sure. I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna texting him, you know, I don't think that's him. And I do a double take, and there he is. That was spontaneous to me, because he likes to do like big, like little surprises, and I never knew he was coming. Like, I never knew. He caught me so off guard. I didn't even know that the person that was sitting there just looking at me was him. It took me a minute. And then he was just sitting there for 5 minutes. He was like, what is going on here? You know it's me, right? And I didn't even think it was him. I was like, ah! that was my moment. And he was like, you should have seen your face. Your mouth just dropped to the ground. I was like, I probably did, because it was just out of the blue, and he does stuff like that. He'll just show up. Now I'm going to be sitting here texting him, and he'll just show up out of the blue. And that's just like one of them things where we haven't seen each other. And even just to take 5 minutes out of his time, just to, you know, come by, just to say hello, how you doing, because we don't get that time that much. And that's spontaneous to me. He's doing something as a norm, you know, something just surprising that person, making somebody's day. That keeps it going. That keeps you wanting to see that person, because they take time out for you. That's spontaneous.
Yeah, no doubt.
No doubt.
You know, we're about to take a break, but before we take a break, I want to hear from the homie Sin. I want to hear from Sin and see what he thinks about this. Are there any faithful men, or can a man be faithful? Mr. Sinister, Mr. 410 in the flesh, you're live on Israel Talk Radio. What's good, player?
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
What's happening, world?
What's good, Sin?
Ain't shit. I got Nizzy Nay on the line rambling about a whole bunch of nothing.
You know how
women
would say something like that. Only a pimp would say something like that. Yeah, I see you.
But, hey, I ain't a pimp. It's just my lips. I walk. Hey, Nizzy Nay, I was listening to you. And I was hearing you rambling on about how men be spontaneous and you like this and you like a man to take charge, but honestly, women don't know what they want.
From my
understanding, the topic is, are there any more faithful men out there? Which, there's plenty of faithful men. No, you feel me? There's plenty of men out there for your liking, Miss Nizzy Nay, that you can find as long as you have a set criteria, but women don't understand what that criteria is, so they never know what they want.
I got to give him a nation boy, Nizzy Nay.
I had to give him one
for that.
Gang up for me. It's not time to gang up. A lot of women do know what we want. Now, some don't.
All right, see, look, right?
My needs have never changed from day one. I can tell you that.
So let me ask you this question, Nizzy. Are you single or are you in a relationship right now?
I'm in a relationship.
Okay, and I'm about to get personal. Is your relationship fun or does it have dull moments?
It is, actually.
Say it again.
It is, actually.
That's good. Now, do you believe that your man is faithful to you?
I do believe that.
Okay. Now, have you had any reasons to snoop, as they say, go snooping through your man's stuff?
I don't snoop. The signs are there. Like, if I have a reason to snoop, then I know he's cheating. There should be no getting in no phone or investigating. Look, I'm gonna ask you once, and I'm gonna ask you. That's it. You know, you lied to me. I'm gonna catch you eventually. You don't even really have to tell me.
Guys, you know what? We're going to take a break because we got some music to play. Shout out to all the artists whose music we will be featuring today. So we're going to take a break. We're going to play a couple songs. One is from the homie Jay Caddy, and the other is from Rello. So we're going to take a quick break, play these couple songs, come back. We're going to play Blast Off by Jay Caddy, followed by Think About Money from Rello. You're live on It's Real Talk Radio. Shout out to the homie Sin for joining us. We're going to be playing one of his tracks off of Seniority called Bait. You know. We're going to get it popping, man. So we'll be back. Y'all stay tuned. You're listening to It's Real Talk Radio with your host Tay Real and Nizzy Nick.
Life working, I live and I learn. I always gotta stay focused, I don't wanna get burned. I don't live for fucking nothing, I don't do it for free. I gotta slow down, this life too fast for me. One day, you will fucking see. Life is painted like a picture perfect from a glance. I'ma make it worth it, I can see it when you dance. I feel good, you feel good, that's all that matters. This ain't a game like snakes and fucking ladders. We go up, sometimes we going down. I wanna see a smile and never see a frown. I could be a king, I could wear the crown. You could be my queen, I will never fool around. Even when I go rolling through the town. You know how I ballin' while I'm fucking round. You know how I spin, this is how I make the sound. This is how I get down. Making money, I make it to burn. So if you got questions, don't get too concerned. I got a million reasons to keep doing what I'm doing. I got a life and I'm living in my dreams. I keep pursuing, rolling through this old neighborhood on my path. Thinking of my goals and how it went by so fast. Now it's all about the cash, all about the bottle. Now just take the time and pour it on the model. I'ma live a life that you could only dream. We know I ain't alone, I did it with my team. I'm going out to party, paparazzi, you see. Going platinum, going gold, I'm a G. I'ma live a life that you could only dream. We know I ain't alone, I did it with my team. I'm going out to party, paparazzi, you see. Going platinum, going gold, I'm going on MTV.
You can never nothing.
Can you believe
that even your wildest dreams can make you a break out?
You know what it is. It's Steady Low, CNOTP. To come where you at, man. Stand up. Wake up in the morning, thinking about money. I'm thinking about money, yeah. Northwest. You know what it is. Wesoma. Wake up in the morning thinking about how I'm gon' get it. Fuckin' with my town, you know I'ma represent it. Northwest, we in this bitch. They love to be with this shit. Cash rules everything around me, so I'm getting that shit. Driving with smoke, rolling with my love. We puff, puff, pass, or hit that shit until we choke. You gon' love me cause I'm dope. You gon' love me cause I'm getting dope. Taking that money and the damn thing funny. You gon' keep on choosing. See my sideline, honey. I'm grinding paper chase. I say low for the snake. I got my son to say, don't be fuck niggas that hate. I'm from that quarter trade where everything's about a dollar sign. Me and his friends is taking trips. So I heard we wanna die. I've been watching for a while. So I know I made her mind. All I do is pay attention. Waiting, sighting, and spending time. She don't call for free. I promise you about cheese. She wake up in the morning and I'm thinking about money. And when I go to sleep, I'm thinking about money. Money, 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 money. I'm thinking about money, 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 money. I'm thinking about money. When I wake up, I think about money. And when I go to sleep, I'm thinking about money, 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 money. I'm thinking about money, 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 money. I'm thinking about money.
Thinking about money, your girl thinking about me. These hoes know me, a flexin' no ID. Ballin' pro athlete, these niggas are mathy. Niggas thinking about my money, dead in that same dream. I ain't lie, my nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. I'm flexin', I'm grindin', I'm shinin', I'm stuntin'. You don't know you ain't hurtin', you know she ain't poppin'. Girl, I'm on one, do you want one? Kind of money, I gotta change a life.
Yeah.
Got so much money, stop saying these hoes. You ain't got no money, you don't say to no hoes. What I'm trying to say, you don't know what it feel like. I just smoked a pound and you don't know what that feel like. Probably put me to sleep, I already know what a dream like. Money.
Go.
Wake up in the morning and I'm thinking about money. And when I go to sleep, I'm thinking about money. Money, 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 money. I'm thinking about money. Money, 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 money. I'm thinking about money. When I wake up, I think about money. And when I go to sleep, I'm thinking about money. Money, 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 money. I'm thinking about money. Money, 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 money. I'm thinking about money.
Yeah, we are now back from break. Shout out to J Caddy and Rello. Those are some cool dudes. I chop it up with them on Facebook. They good artists. You heard the music. You know, they make good music. So, you know, you're a hip-hop fan. Make sure you check them out. You can catch J Caddy on Twitter at J Caddy. That's J-C-A-D-I 2013. And you can also catch them on Facebook at J Caddy. And also, Rello, you can catch Rello on Twitter at Jerrell, J-E-R-R-E-L-L, 621. And on Facebook, you can catch him at Get All Out. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Basically, G-E-T-A-L-L-O-T-T. I kind of got set up for that one. I'm like, huh, Get All who? G-E-T-A-L-L-O-T-T. I guess Get All O-T-T, whatever. But, you know, you get it. So, yeah, shout out to the homies, though, man. Shout out to Jay Caddy and Rollo, man. They're some cool dudes, man. And, you know, hip-hop, you know, that's where my heart is. So, with that being said, we are now back. Nizne, you got
yeah,
the stage.
So, as I was saying before, I was really interrupted.
Hey, sir, we got you. Stay on the line. We got you. We got another caller, but we're going to definitely come back to you, so stay on the line. But, please go ahead, Nizne.
But what I was saying is basically, I don't do that whole checking through the phones and all that. There's no need to. If I have to do that, then there's no reason for me even being with them. I hate going on Facebook and seeing, you know, females, they in being like private investigators and all that. Like, what is the reason for that? You gotta go through all that just to you know, check up on your man and see if he's cheating. That's crazy. There's no reason for you to be with him at all. There should be automatic trust. And if you can't trust him enough to not look through his phone and all that, then there's no need to be together. That's crazy, man. That's crazy females. That's the men messing with them crazy females. You know, they got to see who's calling you, where you at, where you been, who you messing with, and all that's just drama. That's just drama. That's all drama. Them females, they don't know what they want. I'm a female that sticks to her ground. She knows what she wants. She's known what she's wanted for a very long time. She has never gotten it until now. I can say that, until now. Officially have gotten it now, well, so far. Until he messes up, and then, you know, his thing will be talked off. We already established that. I will go nuts this time around. I am cutting off every part of his body.
Oh, wow. I hope ain't no kids listening right now. Wow.
He already knows that. No doubt. I already told him, like, you mess with me, and I'm going all in this time. Now, last time I went a little crazy, too, because last time I cut the clothes up. You know, I never thought I would take it that far and cut the clothes up and threw the clothes out in the rain, and I went a little psycho that day.
What? You had a wait in the exhale moment?
I really did. I never thought that I would do that, but I was so mad. Like, I was literally mad. He was calling me out my name and all that, and I just took the scissors and I just shred everything. Got his Tim's outside on the lawn, got clothes, anything that he has here was out there in the pouring rain. I did not care. I said, gave him a little ring and said, look, come get your clothes, please. There's this sitting out clothes for you.
Hey, we got a caller, man. Let's see 240. Let's find out who this is and see their opinion. Caller 240, you're live on the air on this Real Talk Radio.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right, so my name is Mario. I'm calling from Gaithersburg, Maryland. I just wanted to introduce myself. But I had a couple questions for the lady that's on the radio with you. And I just wanted to know, like, I heard a lot of talking about, you know, men need to be spontaneous and things like that. But how do you feel about women? Do women need to be spontaneous? Do y'all need to do things for y'all men, like surprise them and, you know, spice it up? Do y'all need to do the same? Do you feel like women need to do the same thing?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It goes both ways. It goes definitely both ways. She's got to play her part, too. She's got to make him happy as well. She's got to switch it up and do little crazy things for him as well to keep him happy. It goes both ways. It's not just the men. It's the females, too.
I just wanted to make sure, because I didn't hear you mention that. But another thing about the, are any men still faithful? I'm a man, and I'm faithful. Like, I don't cheat. And I just feel like, you know, the reason why there is a lot of cheating, and it goes on both sides, women and men, because I know a lot of females, and, you know, females cheat as well. But yeah, that's real facts. Like, that's real shit. But I think the problem is a lot of people settle, whether it's they're settling with someone because of somebody's finances, or on a man's side, if they're settling for a woman because, you know, she got a fat ass butt, or she got big titties, or, you know, she pretty as shit, they'll feel like, okay, well, she might be annoying, or she, you know, I might not get along with her that well, but, you know, she's pretty, or on the female's part, oh, he might not, you know, I might not get along with him well, but, you know, he got the money. So I feel like people settle, and then after, you know, after everything cools down and you're not all sprung over the money no more, or you're not all sprung over that fat butt or that pretty face no more, and you don't have what you really want, that's when naturally you just start looking.
That's true. That's true. You have a point. And you have a point about, you know, females do cheat too. It's just a simple fact is women, you don't hear about women because women are more sneaky. I can say that myself. We are definitely more sneaky than men. Men, they mess up. They mess up because they allow themselves to get caught. Women, we see what men do, and so we know how to fix them issues to where we don't get caught. Men, they leave the phone off. They leave their phone out there where the woman can see the phone, and she can look through your phone, and she can see all these females. Or even I've seen a female actually call another female and say, are you messing with my man? And she definitely stated that she messed with the dude, and she didn't really care. Next day, everybody's tires getting slashed and here and there. I mean, it happens both ways. It's just that women are more sneakier. So
yeah, it definitely happens both ways. Yeah,
it does. I would agree.
Stay faithful.
What are
you going to say? Definitely slicker with it. Oh, go ahead, Carla.
Before I go, real quick, I just want to give a shout out to Donna. She's the one that put me on this show. Your homie, you got a regular listener now.
Oh, okay. Diamond Perry.
Yeah, and I posted it on my Facebook, so
that's
looking out for you.
Oh yeah, that's what's up, because Diamond couldn't, unfortunately, make. She was supposed to be the guest caller tonight, but she couldn't make it. But let me give my homie a round of applause real quick.
Cool.
All right, Diamond, I know you're listening. That's for you, and that's also for you too, Carla. Good looking on calling in, man, and feel free to call in, elaborate anytime. You're always welcome here on this Real Talk Radio. Definitely.
Cool, man. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot. Yeah. So that was an interesting point of view. I mean, he had some points, Nizzy Nay.
Yeah, but we need to get some females. You need to call in.
You gotta reach out to your lady. We got another caller.
I'm tired.
It's an all gentlemen show tonight. So
I'm tired.
We still gotta get back to Sin. Hey, Sin, you know I still got you. Let's bring Mr. Dano in real quick. Mr. Dano. He's a regular on our NFL Weekly Wrap-Up show. Mr. Dano, welcome to the show. It's Real Talk Radio. Look forward to seeing you on NFL Weekly Wrap-Up tomorrow. But what's good, Mr. Dano? How you living?
Good evening, and I'm glad to be on your show, Tay Real and Miss Nizzy Nay. I do know that I am a faithful man, and I was taught that way and I was raised that way. If I'm with somebody, I'm going to love them, I'm going to treat them right, and I'm going to be with that one person. I'm going to make them happy, and hopefully they'll make me happy. But I am a faithful man, and I definitely believe that there is faithful brothers out there who really know how to treat women, who know how to respect women, and know how to make women happy. There are faithful men out there.
So my question to you is then, why is it that us good females can never find those faithful men? If there are any faithful men, why can't we find them?
Well, that's a good question. And I'll say this. Like I said, they are faithful men, and we are now hard to find. You just have to keep looking. There's some men out there who don't know how to treat women, who just want to be players and want to play games. But I realize now that you can't play with growing up as a man, you can't play with people's feelings and people's livelihoods. If you want to be with the person, be with the person. If you're not,
right,
don't be with them. Why get in a relationship when you know you're not going to really be faithful? Why?
Right.
Why play games and do that? Because you're doing nothing but hurting that person and then you making that man is making it bad for every other guy, and then it makes women feel like there is no good men out there when they are.
That's true.
Right, and then it's like, what about the women who have a good man at home and then they mess it up? What about the woman that sleeps with a good man and sleeps with his brother, cousin, best friend?
Oh, so goodness.
It does happen with, you know, women too. Like, women mess up good things just like men mess up good things. All women don't know how to charge and appreciate a good thing. You want to talk about that, Miss Nithine?
Now, I know, me personally, I know how to appreciate a good, faithful man. He will get everything. I even have done everything for the wrong man. So having a good, faithful man, oh, I'll kneel down to him without a doubt. Because I know how it feels to have somebody that's not good and not faithful. Now, I can't speak for the other females because I don't know what is going on in their heads and why they don't know how to appreciate a good man. It's the same way with a man that don't know how to appreciate a good woman. When a good woman comes along, they don't know how to treat her. And sometimes they just don't know how to deal with a good female. They're not used to it, is what I've been told. They're not used to dealing with a good female. So they treat all other females the same way.
Well, can we talk about, not to cut you off, Nizine, but can we talk about nagging for a minute? Can we talk about nagging for a minute? Like, is there a point that, like, you are guilty for the demise of the relationship if you nag a lot? Like, sometimes the relationship don't end because somebody cheated, you know, or somebody, you know, like, slept with somebody else's friend or something like that. Sometimes it's just a matter of nagging. And men nag, too. You know, and I'll let you discuss that, Nizine. But I know some of these females, and I've dealt with a number of females throughout my dating life, and some women just nag so much that, like, that can literally drive you away. They can literally, like, you know, I'm pretty sure a female would feel that way if her man nags. I know guys personally who nag too, but I'm talking about the females right now. The females who nag, and then their man is all of a sudden wandering off. Either he break up with her. Now, I don't think that, like, you know, just trying to play her is the right thing to do, but if you're unhappy, then leave. But sometimes you can push somebody away by nagging so much. Like, you can't nag every 5 minutes. You can't nag all the time. Mr. Dano, like, how would you react to your girlfriend, your significant other, nagging? I mean, a 24 hours, like, every, you always got to argue, you always got to defend yourself, nag, nag, nag. Why this, why that, lip poked out, yelling, fussing all the time?
Well, me, number one, I'm not a person who likes to fuss and fight and argue. And I'm not one of those persons like that. So if I had to deal with, if I was with somebody like that, then I would leave them alone because I'm not going to go through that. Because I'm not one who's like a fuss and fight and all that. I'm a very quiet, spoken person. I'm not one who's confrontational and want to speak with somebody who want to argue and fight. I'm not for that. So I'm not going to talk to somebody like that. And if I find out you like that, then I'll leave you alone. Because why put myself through that? And why put you through that? I'm not going to argue with you and deal with it. Some women like being in conversation. They don't like to fight and argue and all that, but that's not what I'm looking for in a relationship.
I'm going to get Sin in on this. Sin.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Sin. What's your thought on that? Like, the woman who, like, fuss, argues, and when the fuss, argue, fight, nag all the time. Like, how do you react to that?
I tell them, stay in their place. So, no, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, the thing, dealing with a nagging woman, you know what I'm saying? I'm a believer in you put yourself in any situation that you go through. So
if you're dealing with a nagging woman, you're putting yourself in this predicament, you know what I mean? But the only way you can really deal with it is to remove yourself from the situation. Because a woman that nags is going to find something to nag about. I'm pretty sure Nizzy Nate come home to her man every day and find something to nag about that she fussed about the previous day before.
I'm pretty sure too. I would agree with you. I can only imagine her and her man. Holy crap!
Shout out to
Nizzy Nate's man, because you must be a patient brother. I give you all the credit in the world, brother.
Hey, yo, I'm gonna tell you how it go down. This is the door, right? No, this is how it go down. You hear the door kick.
I'll nag. I'll nag.
I told you take the trash out yesterday. Like, you know I had to work today. You know what I mean? I woke up late. I don't care about none of that. I told you take the trash out. But, baby, I told you I'm going to take the nigga, didn't I tell you take the trash? Like, yo, I'm telling you, that's Nizzy. She laughing because she knows it's the truth. Women laugh when it's the truth.
Because he don't give me a reason to. Like,
she finds a reason to nag. She is proving my point.
No, I don't find the reason, nag. I don't find the reason. Look, if you keep your word with me, the only way that I'll nag at you is if you break a promise. If you say you want to do something, do it.
Look, right.
Now, if you don't do it, then, of course, you're going to hear it to no end.
See, look, right.
It's going to be every day. And when it comes to women,
you see how she carrying on now? You can't ever get your point across to a woman because they always going to feel strongly about their opinion. And that is related to nagging. That is related to nagging. If a woman is arguing her opinion, she is nagging. If a man is arguing his opinion, he's in defense because she's nagging. That is the definition of female nagging.
Well, excuse me now, I'm a damn nagger then, okay?
See, I told you.
Do I hear a confession?
She's a nagger, straight up. She's a nagger.
Now,
I'm telling you, y'all, like, I can't do it. Like, that will, like, too much of that will, like, I will have to bounce. Like, I can't. I deal with it as long as I can, but after a while it gets old. Like, why do we have to fuss every 5 minutes about, like, I cannot deal with that, you know, but.
Yeah,
like,
I dealt with that. Last relationship. That's all we used to do is go at it back and forth. But his thing was that he wanted to keep going with me. Like, the one thing about a person that nags is you keep going at her, she's going to keep going twice as hard because then you say
you want a man with balls. So if a man is got balls, no homo, he's going to defend himself.
Yeah, he's picking the match, though. He's picking the match with me because my mouth is reckless.
If you a man like me, then all you got to do is just say, sit your ass down.
And that's what I'm dealing with now. He ain't going to put up with that. He's sit your ass down. All he got to do is look at me. And I already know. Okay.
Yes.
So next subject.
you're not in an abusive relationship, are you? It's starting to scare me a little bit. Smacking. It won't turn you from Nizzy Nate to Dizzy Nate from smacking you upside the head, dude.
No.
I ain't gonna trash out. Foul. Smack the shit out of
him. Hey, you know what? On that note, it's time to take another break, man. I'm gonna announce these next songs. We got Real Talk by Miggity. You know, shout out to Miggity. When I heard that he had a song called Real Talk, I said, man, I had to air it because it's Real Talk Radio. He got a song called Real Talk, and it's dope, so of course. And then, Sin, I'll let you introduce the other song, Sin.
You got, after Real Talk, you got BAIT, which is an acronym for Ballin' As I Talk, because I'm Ballin' As I Talk. shout out to the homie Tay Real. He's on that joint. You know, when hip hop come together, it's beautiful music. So you got Real Talk, and then you got Beat.
Let's get to it, man. So shout out to Sin. You know, stay on with us, man. We want you on for the rest of the show if you can. But yeah, man, we're gonna get into these next songs, man. We got Real Talk by Miggity and Bait, which is, like he said, an acronym for Baller As I Talk, Mr. Sinister featuring T-Real. Let's get to them, y'all. Once again, you're listening to It's Real Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
Mr. Miggity, subversive sound. Real talk. Check it. I've been to hell and back, a day away from death. Regurgitated life when I didn't have respect. Thought I was invincible to the demons and the drugs. Deception is invisible when you think you get love. Addiction is a mother when you taste beaten up. Wishing you could stop the pain and plainly quit throwing up. I lost my mind, got it back, but with side effects. Nerves in my body got me jacked like I'm about to wreck. But I keep moving on, I gotta stay strong. And hope my song can help somebody from doing wrong. If you can't recognize the pain up in my eyes, chill with me one time, I bet you change your mind. God was on my side, guardian angels at my back. Now I feel alive as I'm steadily running this track. I divorced the drugs, best move I ever made. Forced to get back in this game, to claim my fame. I'm a soldier, spitting that real talk best. My shoulders holding bold as I'm on deck. Been struggling so long, I'm known to be a threat. You can't break my soul, cause I beat death. I'm a soldier, spitting that real talk best. My shoulders holding bold as I'm on deck. Been struggling so long, I'm known to be a threat. You can't break my soul, cause I beat death. I've hurt so many people, I hold close to my heart. Even my kids, man, it constantly tears me apart. I keep asking myself what the hell I was thinking. It was a selfish decision that I made without blinking. But I can change the past, only make a better future. My pain won't go away, but I remain to be a trooper. I've been forgiven, but I can't seem to forgive myself. This chapter in my book, I just can't put it on the shelf. Since I got out of rehab, I've seen a new light. A way to keep true to myself and try to save a life. So I grip this mic, homie, and let my feelings go. No more holding back, my intentions are made of gold. To the devil, my soul will never again be sold. Stepping up my level of flow and staying in control.
That's right.
Being true to this game, and that's real talk.
Real
still
talk.
All my darkness from the past and the steel fall.
I'm a soldier spitting that real talk best. My shoulders holding bold as I'm on deck. Been struggling so long, I'm known to be a threat. You can't break my soul, cause I beat death. I'm a soldier spitting that real talk best. My shoulders holding bold as I'm on deck. Been struggling so long, I'm known to be a threat. You can't break my soul, cause I beat death. Tell me any of you can relate to what I
life's full of nothing but constant obstacles, man. You gotta make the right decisions. Life's too short, man. Peace.
Ballin' as I talk, talk my lips and get a grip.
I speak still, riding round and getting it. Oil your tank goes deep, you know. Get money by the syllable. Count up my residuals. Got no sight of my pinnacle. Who real is this individual? Meet me in the physical. Let you see how real it is. Come with me to Catherine. Show you how I really live. Early morning, late night. Catch me if you can with some grams. Going ham, getting gingerbread, man. You know who I am. No, no, Scotty. Diamonds in my chain, 50 yellow, no potty. Take one to the jaw, you getting pop. No, Molly, don't try me. I speak death with these words. Got me asking questions, I go deaf, they speaking birds. Pull up smoking earth, blow it to the atmosphere. Get it clear, you dealing with the real deal. Holy deal, sipping from my styrofoam till it runneth over. Holy grail, post the bail, watch me spring free. High numbers when I speak,
falling as I tout. Falling as I tout, hey, throw a bait to the lake. Mrs. in the shark, don't mind a lip. Yeah, I'm a pimp. That is how I walk.
Every word is money, so I'm ballin' as I talk. Live bait on my line. Hope you catch while I'm fishing. I know too many positions on everything. I sound different. That's cause I'm ballin' as I talk. Ballin' as I talk.
You know.
Ballin' as I talk. Ballin' as I talk. Ballin' as I talk, well I spit to this track. I'm in a cypher, the lady said he's out with your rap. Don't mind me hyper, that's why I was spittin' since I was coming up. You better watch your mouth when you spittin', sure you don't brush your luck. When I'm up in traffic, I be ballin' and stop you talking. Go hit in the town, let it rain like Hershey Hawkins. Chick stackin' stupid, I'm cutting like Marshall Falkins. Always going hit with a safety, playing daughters. And since I'm master my rhythm, I bet you real with the lyrics. If sin tell me to get him, I'm going straight for the spirit. Then I'm paying the booze, it's only right that I kill it. Wrongful judgment in court, you know I'm gonna have to pivot. This is time, this money, I need my money on time. Ain't got no love for these dummies, money is on my mind. That's how we sort in this country, gotta stay on the grind. Don't trust nobody that love me, I'm turning Optimus Prime.
Falling as I talk, falling as I talk. Throw a bait to the lake, Mrs. in the shark. Don't mind a lip, now I'm a pimp, that is how I walk.
Every word is money, so I'm falling as I talk. Live bait on my line, hope you catch while I'm fishing. I know too many positions on everything, I sound different. That's cause I'm falling as I talk, falling as I talk.
Falling
as I talk, falling as I talk. I'm getting dollars for saliva when they exit my mouth. Telling it to the ears of the niggas who bought it. Words of sea murder, I'm riding Versace, still got me shocking. Going in no limit, on the court with a tank. Told me don't be a menace, before I'm finished you gon' get lost. I'm pretty boss, kinda pay the cost, not for my life's sake. This took me lightweight, if I would downgrade. Still be 45 and counting this mountain. I'm at the top of the opposite of a narcissist. Predicted this what happens in Nostradamus. When I'm smoking gifts from farmers or from Jamaican borders. Place your order, break it down the quarters. Na-na-na-na-na, roll a blunt, you know for what. I'm trying to high, take real, see the real. Make me sound like pop, call a shot from the block. At the top when he drop, hit the drop, bail out, be gone in less than 60. Get money in the deal, I want more than 50 funerals. Add it to his cabbage, hit the shovel, you dig me?
Falling as I talk, falling as I talk.
Throw a bait to the lake, Mrs. in the shark. Don't mind a lip, now I'm a pimp, that is how I walk. Every word is money, so I'm falling as I talk. Live bait on my line, hope you catch while I'm fishing. I know too many positions on everything, I sound different. That's cause I'm falling as I talk. Falling as I talk,
let's get
falling as I talk, falling as I talk,
falling
as I talk, falling as I talk.
Hey,
throw a bait to the lake, Mrs. in the shark.
Don't
mind a lip, now I'm a pimp, that is how I walk. Every word is money, so I'm falling as I talk. Live bait on my line, hope you catch while I'm fishing. I know too many positions on everything, I sound different. That's cause I'm falling as I talk, falling as I talk.
You know,
falling as I talk, falling as I talk.
Welcome back, people. So you just heard Real Talk by Miggity by Mr. Sinister featuring Tay Real. So for Miggity, you can catch Miggity on Twitter at Mr. Miggity Mo. That's MISTAMIGGIDYMO. Mr. Miggity Mo. And on Facebook, it's Mr. Miggs. That's MISTA Miggs, MIGGZ. And I'm since we already got Sin on the line, Sin, you with us?
Yes, sir.
Hey, let the people know. I mean, we just play some hot fire for people. So let them know how they can reach you on Twitter and Facebook.
You can find me on Twitter at underscore I letter M Baltimore. That's I Baltimore. Also, you can find me on Instagram at I'm underscore so underscore Baltimore. You can find me on Facebook at Mr. Sinister. And you can find me on SoundCloud at Mr.Sin410. You know, Bait, Ballin' As I Talk featuring Tay-Rail, coming from Seniority, album drops on Halloween 2013. Good music, man. You can find the whole album Seniority on SoundCloud as well. You know, back to Nizzy Nate. And her
I feel a bash fest coming. Is he next?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I got a point to prove tonight.
Oh, goodness.
Y'all might as well call me the third co-host on here tonight. And I'm going straight at Nizzy Nate. I'm going straight at Nizzy Nate the whole time. Because, I mean, yo, I understand that the topic is, are there any more faithful men out there? But the real question is, are there any faithful women out there? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Women be...
Talk to them, man. Talk to them.
Women be out there, you know, they say, oh, I'm faithful and I'm this and that. But your Instagram and your Twitter say a whole different thing. You know what I mean? The people be living by what they post on Facebook. You know, you see all them pictures of I hate this or if you lame this or, you know, women, they be doing some of the most outrageous things, man, and then they turn around and say they want a real man. But they do some of the most fakest things that anybody can do on this planet. You know what I mean? Real stuff.
And you men, and y'all choose them. Y'all choose them because they got the big asses on Instagram and Facebook, titties hanging out. But nobody wants the female that she's just, you know, just looking all pretty in her Facebook.
See, I'm real about my Nizzy, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's nice to have a woman with big ass and all that, whatever the case may be, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know, you got to have a woman that you can connect with mentally, you know what I'm saying? Physical is cool, but if I can't connect with you and talk to you, because at the end of the day, you know, if you want to get real, you know, you talk about how you want to be married and live with a man for the rest of your life. When you get old, you ain't going to be able to get it up, you know what I'm saying? So a nigga need to be able to talk to you. I can't be 80 years old and, you know, a nigga with Nizzy Nate still nagging. Nigga don't want that. You know what I mean? A nigga don't want that at 80 years old. She coming in the house still talking about, you know, you take the trash out. Nigga don't want that. So,
I am not like that. I'm a good female.
Now, I wish you could replay.
I'm a good,
yeah, I'm a
good female. Yeah, right. I have my little, you know, nagging here and there, but I'm a good female. You treat me good, I'm going to treat you better. Remember,
see, like,
that.
My father gave me the best advice. He said, and I'm going to tell it to you straight out. He told me, he said, pussy is all the same. It just comes with different packages.
Wow. That's G right there. That's that OG right there. That's real rap, though.
Yeah. You got to be able to find the right package for you, you feel me? If you don't find the right package, then you might as well find the right package. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about, finding the right package at the end of the day.
No doubt. I feel the same way about men.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's a two-way street. See, like,
yeah.
The battle of the sexes thing has gone too far to me. You know, men do the same thing, women do the same thing.
Men seem to think, well, he must have put good on you or whatever, and that's why he's got you now. Trust me and believe it. Trust me and believe it. I have some good. But they didn't stay long.
I had a conversation the other day with my cousin, Black. Shout out to Over East Black, you know what I'm saying? What up, Black? You know what I mean? And, yeah, man, we were sitting there, we was talking with his sister and a friend of mine, and, you know what I mean? He asked me, it ain't no man out there that don't cheat. And it's crazy, you know, the whole topic or whatever. And he said, ain't no man out there that don't cheat. And he said, Marlon, you mean to tell me if you had a woman that do this, that, and the third, you know what I mean, but you had another woman do the same, you wouldn't cheat? And I said, don't ask me that question. Ask, you know what I mean, a woman that question. And ask the same question. And a woman, as a woman does, you know what I mean, they tell on themselves. And she said, I got a man for every occasion, you know what I mean, which is something I know. And she just proved my point, just like Nizzy Nate proved my point earlier. You know what I'm saying? women prove points, you know what I'm saying, on themselves. Because a woman has a man for money, sex, mechanics, taking out on dates, eye candy. Women have men for different things, but they try to say they don't, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, they don't.
A woman does things like men, you know what I'm saying, but they try to say that they don't, you know. And there's some women out there that are faithful, there's some women that are not. But everybody plays the part, and a certain, you know, everybody plays their part. Everybody does wrong. But women and men don't try to tell, they try to say, oh, we're so different, but yet we're so alike. You know what I'm saying? Women are smoother than men when it comes to the whole cheating thing anyway. That's a nation worldwide thing. This is a worldwide
thing. That's a good point, Sen. That's a good point, Sen. And another thing I was thinking too, right? Look, like, all right, you got a lot of females in relationships, and yeah, true, your Facebook might say in a relationship or whatever, but, like, is that not disrespectful to your man to have a whole bunch of twerk videos on your Facebook and on YouTube and pictures of you half naked? Some women are all the way naked. I mean, pussy popping. Pictures of them with the chest out. I mean, just the whole nine. Like, so as far as, like, how does that look? Like, what is that saying about your man and your respect level for him? And then as a man, like, how do you respect yourself allowing your female to do that all on social media and stuff like that? Because if she's doing stuff like that on social media, she might just be waiting for that right opportunity. I'm thinking a woman that's capable of doing something like that on social media is also that woman that might slide to the left when the right opportunity presents itself and big money Joe come through flashing that money and she's sliding off with him. You know,
women hunt for that man with the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of, and this is the thing, you know, women are saying they're not materialistic. It's a game, man. It's all a game, yo. You know what I'm saying? And once you understand the game, see how Nizzy they laughing? I told you.
She already knows. That's like a
man is telling the truth. You feel me? When a woman
laughs, man
is telling the truth. So you feel me? When you sit up there and a woman will say she want a man that's gonna have balls, but yet a woman knows she want a man who she can tell what to do. You feel me? Just like men want a woman that they can tell what to do. You know what I'm saying? They want a submissive woman. Women want submissive men, but it's all on how you carry yourself. It's a difference in a little bit in that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, women really want to see what they can get from a man. That's really what it is. And if the man is charismatic, you know, he got a nice charming smile, he's attractive socially, you know, social-wise, he's attractive, and he got money, the woman will take that man versus going at the man who's so-called not so attractive, but, you know, got a good job, but he's not, you know, well off where he can take care of himself and her. Okay. You know what I mean? Women want to be taken care of. That's how they're raised in America.
That's a lie.
Okay, women want to be taken. Yo, women want to be taken care of, Tay. If you can't tell me you walk up to any random woman and be like, look, I'll take care of you for the rest of your life, get you a car, house, food,
that's
whatever. You feel me?
And if you got
some sense of intelligence and you attractive or whatever, a woman is gonna take that deal, yo.
That's
Nizzy Nate will sit back and smoke her Marlboros all day long. And post pictures.
I don't have news like that.
I think it's some truth. That's definitely truth
like
of what he's saying, Nizzy Nate. Why do you disagree with that?
Like that though. I don't have news. Look, at the end of the day, I don't have men. I don't have men, brother. Oh, roll up with a nice car, got some Gucci shoes on and all that. I didn't want none of that. At the end of the day, that's not what I want.
Hold up, Nizzy Nay. We're talking about a vast majority of women, so maybe you don't fit all these categories.
Okay, but think about a vast majority.
We are statistically speaking right now. We know all.
Yeah, she's taking everything right now. She's taking it personal because she knows it's true.
Don't be saying Nizzy Nay.
She's taking it personal because she knows it's true.
No, it's not true because
you hear her raising her voice. She yelling,
look,
you know what I'm saying? She's getting upset because it's true.
First of all, I'm offended that a lot of men think like this. And that's why a lot of good men don't go for a good female because they think that all females are like that. Look, I don't mess with broke men. Men that had money, didn't have nothing. And carried them. Every last thing that I had, I have taken care of them.
Nizzy Nay, look, right. I've been with a lot of women, you know what I'm saying? I've had women that take care of me. I've had women that wanted me to take care of them. I've had women that we've had beautiful mental connections. I've had women where there was nothing but a physical attraction, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you're looking for that comfort zone. And if you don't have that comfort zone with a man, in your sense, you're going to leave that man or you're going to cheat on that man or you're going to find a way to evade that man, you know what I'm saying? That's what it comes down to at the end of the day on both playing fields. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have that security with a man or woman, whatever your case is, you know what I'm saying, you're going to find that security somewhere else. And that's what men and women don't want to admit to. The day that they admit to that, there won't be this whole who's faithful, who's not. You know what I'm saying? All you need to understand is you're not meeting the criteria, so let's move on. That's all it needs to be.
Women want to hold on to that man
that got that money or that makes them feel good. You know what I'm saying? He supplies a fit for some sort of vice in their life. So they stick to that. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't fit that vice, you're getting cut off. You know what I'm saying? I've experienced it. Nizzy Nay has experienced it. Take real, I'm pretty sure you experienced it.
I've had a woman ask me where's the cash at before, and I'm not talking about a prostitute I seen on the corner. I mean a female that I was, like, talking to, hanging out with, you know, actually chilling, kicking it with, and I'm thinking we about to move on to the next level, and she's like, you know,
she's like, no, where that money at?
Be surprised if she asks where the cash at. Like, she's like,
yeah. Where that money at?
You know, I didn't say that. You're going to take me out? You're going to buy me some new shoes? I haven't had it before, so I know.
Yes. And, I mean, and then it's like, you know, there's ungrateful men and there's ungrateful women. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of ungrateful women and there's a lot of ungrateful men. You know what I'm saying? Men, you know, they say, it's this picture on Instagram that says, little boys look at it as tricking, grown men look at it as providing. That's a contradiction in itself because women say they want a sugar daddy, a man to trick on them, you know what I'm saying? That's really what it is. But then, you know what I mean, they want you to give them their money and say it's you providing for them. What the fuck I need to provide for you for when you got a 9-to-5 just like me, you know what I'm saying? You taking my money, you know what I'm saying? Women always want to get that money. Yo, my nigga, they always want that money at the end of the day. And if you're not kicking out that guap, she don't want you. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Yeah, drop the bomb on that, my nigga.
Real rap.
If
like, you're
not,
hey,
if
man,
you're not kicking out that bread,
that's
don't
a,
want
that's
you.
Some real stuff right there. I agree. I'm not agreeing to be sexist. I mean, he's speaking some stuff that I experienced and I've seen with my own eyes and that I live, so...
Yeah.
We ain't trying to gang up on you, but he is speaking real facts, though.
This ain't
goes both ways, though. Men are the same way. Men are the same exact way. People don't want to see it, but men are like that too. When people see me and they think automatically that I got money. I don't know what it is, but that's what they think. They think I got money.
And oh, she got money.
What?
I was tripping off of Shorty with the videos on Facebook and all that. She'd be like, he'd be like, let me get a large popcorn. She'd be like, oh, he got money. I can't get off of that, yo. But, yeah, man, that was funny. but see, that's what it revolves back to at the end of the day, yo. It revolves back to that money. You know what I'm saying? Like, women say they want a man to sexually please them. You know, yeah, you know, we do that, you know what I mean? But that can only last for so long, you know what I'm saying? You got to have something to fill that other vice, you know what I'm saying? It's like pieces to a puzzle versus, you know, the attraction, physical attraction, then it's the sex or, you know what I mean, the communication or, you know what I mean, whatever interaction that bonds the two people. Then it's the money, you know what I'm saying, how they can go out, take trips, vacations. And if you miss one piece of that puzzle, your relationship is gone. You know what I'm saying? And the biggest piece of the puzzle is trust. And once you lose trust, that's gone. You know what I'm saying? And I'm speaking my life now. You know what I mean? But, yo, it's real out here, yo. But like she was saying, it's a two-way street. And that's all I'm talking from. It's a two-way street. I'm not trying to be, oh, women like this and men ain't. No, we both the same way. We both stupid, but we try to act like we smarter than the other.
Ain't no word.
You know what I'm saying? Women think they smarter than men. Men just play their role. But no, you're not. You're really not. You just dumb.
You know they think they are, though, because I'm not going to lie. I think we all agree that women are better cheaters, but they think they're smarter overall. Y'all are smarter when it comes to cheating.
No, see, look. Women ain't better cheaters, right? Women are not better cheaters. It's just men don't care. You know what I'm saying? Men go too hard.
You're saying men go too hard. I want to say, no, I think women really are better cheaters, but at the same time, you got a point, too. Like, men go so hard that they slip up because they just go too hard because, as I was stating at the beginning of the show, what's morally... What women want morally and what men want morally aren't the same. Like, sexing different women and being a man is a lot more important for a man than it is a woman. A woman wants more like a family-oriented type of deal, you know. So a woman is going to, like, definitely take that into consideration more than a man, you know.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Sam, what were you saying?
I was saying, you know, what I was saying was when I was saying men don't care, I was saying, like, a man will know a woman is cheating and not care because, you know, either he doing his own thing for real at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? So women aren't better cheaters, yo, because a nigga knows when a woman is cheating, yo, because the interaction between the people change. Yo, you know when a person is doing something different because the whole MO has changed. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't talk as much. You know what I'm saying? There's not as much intimacy. You know what I'm saying? Like, the signs are there. So if a man stays with that, you know what I'm saying? Because he really don't care. Because he doing his own thing. You know what I'm saying? So I can't agree with women being better cheaters. Because
I have to agree, Sam, because statistics actually show it. Like, statistics, you can look it up statistically.
I mean, women,
like, it does show it. Not all. You got some men that are better cheaters than women. You got some real pimps out there.
Yeah.
But women are naturally better at it because women, I think, are naturally sneakier. And they care. Think about this real quick. Think about this statement. Women care more about their representation, how they're perceived from the public. Like, a woman does not want to be looked at as a whole slut, smut bucket, scutter bucket, none of that. No type of bucket. Not even a chicken bucket.
Right.
Like, she does not want to be looked at like that. A man, call a man a freak, a hoe, he's like, oh, he's going to laugh it off. So a woman's profile, the way she perceives, she's perceived, it matters so much more to her. So she's going to really be careful and watch her track. Because the last thing she wants is people saying that she is a smut. That's real rap.
Right. But see, the thing is, though, men tell each other, just like women tell each other everything, you feel me? So a man going to know if a woman's a smut because a nigga going to say, yo, I hit her too, or I hit her too. So that's kind of irrelevant. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way around it, my nigga. Like, a woman, women aren't better cheaters, yo. They just don't put themselves in positions to get caught. Like, they won't bring
that
the man
to... better cheaters, though, don't you think? Like, if they don't put themselves in a position to get caught.
But see, that's just the stupidity of some men. You know what I'm saying? Like, you won't, like, women won't bring a man to their house, or they won't get a hotel in their name, or they'll, you know what I'm saying? Women will find a sly, slick way to get around it. Men will just go hard, like, oh, fuck it, I'm coming to your crib. Or,
they do.
Like,
they do.
You can come over here, or they'll, we can get it in the car right out front of the house, and my wife might pull up in 30 minutes,
right.
But I don't care. I just want to get it. You know what I mean? Really just don't care, but women will go about it in a smarter way. Like, that's
hell
the only credit
yeah.
out there. You feel
hell
me? There's no better way of cheating. You cheat, you cheat. But they'll just go about it in a more fashionable manner. That's how
yep.
I classify
yep.
that. You feel
yep.
me? Men will just be like, fuck it, we can fuck in the park. As long as
yep.
I'm getting the pussy. You feel me? But a woman will be like, nah, I want to, unless she's adventurous. You got them adventurous chicks out there that want to fuck in the woods.
Want to go do it on a Ferris wheel and...
Yeah, you know.
You got them chicks
out there that like that type
let's
of stuff.
Let's get on the Superman. But how we going to do it on Superman? It's a will is a way, nigga. Let's go.
Yeah, let's make it
you know?
Our niggas think. Yeah. You know what I mean? But, yeah, man. It's
funny,
a two-way street. Two-way street to all of it, yo.
I agree, son. It's definitely a two-way street. And on that note, we got to take one more break. We going to actually play another joint that you want, son. Ham. We're going to play Going Ham.
Going Ham.
That's actually my track featuring a lot of people. Son, let them know everybody that's on that track, son.
Hey, man, first up the bat, you got the boy Dog Steel. Shout out Dog Steel. Second up the bat, you got my man Mark II. You know what I'm saying? Then up next, you got my man Tate Real. You know what I'm saying? Then right after that, it's your boy Mr. Sinister. You already know. And then right behind me, you got that boy Jake, you feel me, a killer lineup, whole bunch of hip-hop, real hip-hop bars, you feel me? We was going ham, you feel me? The song speaks for itself. Niggas was going ham.
The song is definitely self-explanatory. Saying I'm going to place you on hold, but please stay on with us for the rest of the show. We're going to come back and have a closing segment. So you got Going Ham, and that's coming off my new album. And I really don't like to, like, you know, really... I don't like to, like, toot my own horn or nothing like that, you know, but, you know, when I do shows, I'm usually about the other people, but this track is hot, so I had to do it. I had to put it out there. It's got all those people that send this name, they're very dope. It's coming off the new album, Redemption, so be on the lookout for that. And then after that, we got my girl, Diamond Perry. Definitely show Diamond some love. Another Level. Now, anyone who heard the show I did when I interviewed Diamond Pryor, you might have heard it, but it's hot. Diamond Pryor's singer / she do everything. Author / Miss Do It All. Like, check her out. Facebook, Twitter. I'll give you all her contact information after we play these songs. So we're about to go to another break. You got Going Ham followed by Another Level by Miss Diamond Pryor. So once again, you're listening to It's Real Talk Radio. Everybody stay tuned, check out these jams, and we'll be back to have our closing segment. And as always, thank you for participating. We'll be back.
Another Jadis production.
Yeah. Yeah. We in the building.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, yo. Hey, real. We in here.
Jadis.
Yeah.
Nigga, I spit death pages.
Yes.
Spit diseases, motherfucker. I am so contagious.
Yes.
Spit punchlines to leave you on the flat line. Spit telebound, watch your eyes destroy mankind. Words they over, get buffing, don't get down much slower. I revoke control, I read you, teach you, beat you, feed you, crossing the water. Water man slaughter, get around the border. Kill you niggas in ABC order. Asses, bitches, guns getting ate up for lust. A little bit must be used to touch. Keep sleeping on me, now give me nightmares. Happy bit death, breaking up in tears. You niggas ain't getting y'all famous. You ain't shit, you can act to any of this. I'm too nice, don't have to explain it. I go ham like a sandwich lover. I can't get break or hard as a motherfucker. Excuse my lips, I'm trying to get better.
I'm going off these tracks, wildin' hard enough to break backs. Watch me bring it on like K-Mac. Jake, pop open that yak. Weed helps out my vision. Watch my eyes catch contact. Two remarkable rhymes rob you. This is what you ought to do. Get hype when you hear this. Don't wanna fight, don't try to dip. Get out the way like Ludacris. A guarantee smash with another hit. You wanna try this, but it won't fit. So what you gonna do, who you gonna get? At your own risk, don't try to flip. If it ain't broke, don't try to fix. While I proceed to get props, the bingo or not. So loud that your ears gon' pop. Can't you see that I'm built for the top? Skills like this, you know I can't stop. Redemption, the mission, the vision. Clear like I drop. I ain't surprised, I ain't gon' lie. Diddy won't stop, then why should I?
We going ham.
We
shut it down.
We going ham.
The way they rounded you sick, then I got that antidote. I'm like a mountain, I'm hard, and I'ma stay that way. You think you tighter, I'm banging just like an 808. You apples tighter, and I'm that shit, straight bashing. When it comes to the booth and the assassin, if you try coming me and you trash it, I'ma hit you in the seat with a crash bit. I'm itching to mention, I'm dishing your image, no Brad Pitt. Snitching and stitching, your chicken, your kitchen, I dash pit. Come to your own team, peace, and I'm right rising. Go and give it all you can, I'm in bison. You're going on the pen, but you writing. Like your old boss is writing, it's exciting. Understand your points ain't real with no hyphen. Rockin' that cheese in this game, the re-viking. Feelin' the children, the willing to go kill them. Hit them with rhythm, kill them, but never stay still in my
boom. You know who I am, going ham on everything. Kiss the ring, bow to a king with your peasant ass. Got corporate money in my pockets, call that petty cash. Send, don't need a mask, kick your door and get the stash. Your shit is trash, excuse me as I dispose. Your name again, ma, sorry, got too many hoes. You can't imagine, we deeper than the Green Lantern. Kick you off your skateboard, get your face planted. Fuck a Grammy, I do this cause I love it. Same reason why I'm with your bra, gut thrusting. Respeech your bars on the track, sin so disgusting. Got a plug on no money, that's the end of this discussion.
We going ham.
What's up, call me?
We
shut it down.
We going ham.
We don't mess around.
We going ham.
We shut it down.
We going ham.
We don't mess around.
We going ham.
Got my shooters going jack. Gun and let you hear. We demand your respect.
You know, dude, I be going ham for that broccoli chicks. Digging for the mac and cheese. Feeling jockey, get it? With a meal though. Look broke, but your chick wanna fix though. Straight dope, I go 8-ball. You call the phone, she went AWOL. Got her hands in the air like Adolf. See, hard work really does pay off. Wow, I said hard work. I hit third base, need to play ball. Or get lost in the sauce of the mix. Feeling all off on the shit. Might as well quit. Run to the edge and then slip. Bon voyage, have a nice trip. See next fall, you suck, what you think we get a head bar? F the world, no head bar. And the grind, no skateboard. But ball so hard, that's get paid. No real super like 6 days. Fuck the braid up in like 6 ways. Damn, your son, ice cream.
We going ham.
We shut it down.
We going ham.
We don't mess around.
We going ham.
Got my shooters going jack, jack. Gun and neck your head. We demand your respect.
We going ham.
We shut it down.
We going ham.
We'll be right back.
Seniority album, and
you know, Nizzy Nate, when we seen that, when we seen that album cover, we was like, yeah, we should get him.
Yeah.
And he killed it. He killed it.
Yeah,
he's like, man, give me like a day or two. I ain't get on Facebook for like 2 days. I get back on there. I had a message already waiting. Like, yeah, it's done, man. Check it out. I sent it to you. I look. I was like, man, this guy knows his stuff, man. So, you know, shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to Chanel Miss Busybody for allowing all this to happen. I wouldn't know Mr. Sinister without Miss Busybody, or, you know, none of us would probably even cross paths with Daylight. If it wasn't for Miss Busybody. So shout out to her. Also got a shout out. I wouldn't be right if I didn't shout out our program director, Miss J Styles. You know, doing an excellent job, J Styles. So, you know, give you a shout out and you know, gotta show you some love real quick.
Oh, goodness.
Nizzy, you know, I'm going to start muting you when I play sound effects because, for some reason, Nizzy Nate hates when I play sound effects. I'm just going to mute you from now on. Anyway, shout out to J Styles, our program director. She's grinding hard, making a lot of things happen, Shout out to her. Shout out to everybody listening, man. Shout out to my homie, Lizzie. It's not too many real females out there I know that's like really cool. I can say, yo, this is a real cool female. Like, wow, she's really cool, down to earth. She's listening right now. She holds me down. So shout out to my homie Lizzie. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna do it like that, man. So with that being said, let's get back to the topic, Miss Nizzy Nay. Are there any faithful men? This is what I wanted to say, like, what about, like, what are things women can do to better, like, their how can I put this, like, to keep a man, like, yeah, what are things women can do to keep a man? I mean, you shouldn't have to, you know, I mean, work miracles and do magic tricks or nothing, but, like, what are some things that women can do to play their part in making sure they keep their man satisfied? You know, Nitin, you want to elaborate on that? And I talk about maybe some things that men can do. But, Nitin, what can some females do to help make their man happy? I mean, to where as though you can say, there's nothing else she could have done. She done everything. And, I mean, just because,
well,
like, you might have a better job
no
and you pay
female.
The rent doesn't cut it. You got to be more toward
perfect.
Than that.
Well, no female is perfect, so... You know, there are going to be times that you're going to argue or whatnot, but trust is a big one. Communication is another. You know, you have to be on the same page with everything. Trust a man. You can't keep a man if you don't trust them. Trust, if you have no trust, there is no relationship. That's the easy way to lose a man. You know, keep it spontaneous. You know, don't drive them nuts, as for you men would say, nagging. Yeah, we're females, we're going to nag from time to time. I guess that's just, you know, that comes with us. We're naggers. That's just natural. Can't help it. And just keep it spontaneous and trusting your man. Don't be going all out investigating and all that. Just trust in him. Until you know he gives you a reason not to trust him, and then keep it moving. You know, go ahead.
Yeah. It's I mean, as far as this, did you just yell at me? Hold up, did you just try to wild me out on air? I mean, fellas, you know, we can do our part, too. I mean, like Sim was saying, it's definitely a two-way street. You know, like, let your woman know that you care. It's like, you know, if you really love her, like, you should be able to say it. You know, I think that would definitely go a long way. Some women, actually, because of just the little things like that, is the reason why that they couldn't stay in a relationship. The relationship eventually just crash because, like, just the little things, like, let your woman know that you care about her, You know, sometimes you can have dinner ready. Like, you know, when she comes home, she might have a longer day of work than you. You might get home before her. You can make her dinner or make her breakfast or, you know, you can take the kids and give her, let her go out with the ladies for a night. You know what I mean? Just little things like that. Like, you know, sometimes just send her a text while she at work saying I was thinking about you. You know, surprise her, and at work she gets some flowers delivered or, you know, it's just so many things you can do. So I think the little things would definitely play a huge role. I think they're definitely huge. You know what I mean, Nizzy Nae?
Yeah. With females, it's a little thing. It really is, honestly. It's just a little thing that it will take you far. I'm speaking of experience, just a little thing. You know,
but some females you just can't satisfy no matter what you do.
Yeah.
You just can't satisfy. And I know you were saying it's natural for females to nag. There has to be a line drawn. Too much of anything is over the top. Too much anything. Think about this. I found out that too much water can kill you. Like, you can overdose on water. You can't drink too much water. Too much anything is unhealthy. It's not good. That's the same thing with nagging. Anything. Too much of anything. Is unhealthy. You know what I mean?
It is. It's true.
That's for
it's
sure.
True.
And you know, before we wrap it up, I didn't get to give out my homie Diamond Pie her information. You know, that was the last song that you guys heard. So I gotta give you guys Diamond's information. This is one, you know, that's another one of my homies. Like, that's my homie right there. That was Diamond Pari, Another Level that you heard. And you can find Diamond Pari on Twitter at Diamond Pari R&B. And if you can't spell Diamond, I'm not gonna spell Diamond. I'm not gonna do it. It's spelled the normal way. But Pari is spelled P-E-R-R-I. And then the letter R, the letter N as in Nancy, and the letter B, R&B. That's our Twitter. You can also find her on Facebook, just Diamond Pari. And once again, Pari is P-E-R-R-I. You know, you can always find us on It's Real Talk Radio. You know, listen, we discovered something very interesting. When you Google It's Real Talk Radio, people got to understand. A lot of people think we're called Real Talk Radio. We are called It's Real Talk Radio. And the difference in that one word can mean a lot. Like, if you Google Real Talk Radio, we're not even going to be on the first page. I don't even know where you would find us at. But if you spell it right, I-T, apostrophe S, it's, and then the rest, Real Talk Radio. We will be the top search found. And I was, like, so pumped when I seen that. Like, oh, that's dope. Like, you type in It's Real Talk. You Google It's Real. Anybody listening right now, Google It's Real Talk Radio. And spell it's I-T with an apostrophe S. And we'll pop up first, man. I want to shout out Google for that, because, like, that's so dope. I would have never expected that, you know, I could tell somebody to Google me and they could find me at the top slot, because, you know, with so many similar names and it's so many different things that could lead to you not being on that top page. But that's really nice to know that if somebody spells your name right, that they will find you on Google. You know, so definitely shout out to Google for that, for providing opportunities to make everybody's life easier. Because, you know, like, I don't even know, like, I can't tell you how many headaches Google saved me from. And I'm pretty sure you went to Google for a number of things yourself. Like,
right.
I think everybody uses Google. Like, oh, man, I don't know. All else fails, ask Google. You know what I mean, Nizzy Nae?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, man. But, hey, Google, we're definitely open to talk business, too. Just know that. You know, we'll represent you real good. And shout you out every show.
Yes, most definitely.
Hey, we
most
will definitely.
Shout
hey, we here to talk business. Matter of fact, anybody that's looking to get up with us, you won't hear it on the outro, but if you're looking to contact us, you can find us at It's Real. Now, you know, there's no apostrophe in emails, y'all. Cut it out. Don't ask if it's an apostrophe. You can't put an apostrophe in the email. It's Real Talk Radio without the apostrophe. It's Real Talk Radio at yahoo.com. You're going to hear all that closeout information on the outro. You know, but, hey, you know what? I got to let my homie Sin back on and let him have his closing statements. Me and Sin agree on a lot of things, especially when it comes to music. Spent a lot of time in the studio together, making a lot of tracks. You heard two songs with myself and Sin tonight. This one thing we don't agree on is that women are bad. I, like Sin is saying, I personally feel like what Sin is saying is just another way of saying it, but, I mean, Sin doesn't feel like women are better cheaters. I give women the satisfaction of saying I think they are better cheaters. Sin thinks otherwise. But regardless, Sin is the homie, and I got to get a closing statement from the homie before we close out. So let's bring Sin back on for his closing statements. Sin.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to let you give your closing statements. You already know.
At the end of the day, let me clear my throat. At the end of the day, it's a two-way street that we must understand we both play. You know what I'm saying? Men do things, women do things. When we both, as men and women, understand that we both play games, and when we come together as a relationship, we should stop playing games, then we'll be fine. But until then, it's going to be nothing but chaos and men versus women, and we all just want to be like back in the 60s and have sex with each other. That's all it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is, man. Women like it just like men. Men like it just like women. You know what I mean? It's all the same, but women play games, men play games. That's all I can really say, man, to close it out. Because... are there any more faithful women left in the world today?
Yes, there are.
Are there, you sure?
You just haven't found her yet.
Well, I ain't looking right now. Fuck that.
Exactly. There you go.
I ain't looking.
You playing games right now.
I ain't playing games. I'm trying to make it, man. Yeah, Nizzy, you don't like none of my pictures on Instagram. You feel me? You don't mess with me like that.
I do.
You don't be wild. You don't be following the kid, man. You don't follow the fool, man.
I'm following you.
Man, it's GDFM. Tay Real, you already know. Salute, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Shout out.
No doubt, man. Shout out to Mr. Sinister, man. Check out Mr. Sinister. Google him, Facebook him, SoundCloud, all of that stuff, man. The brother's dope. That's the reason why I work so much with him. He got dope music. He got bars for days. You know, he's willing to collaborate. You can get at the homie to find out, you know, how to, you know, go about that. Sin, thank you for joining us, man. It's definitely been a pleasure, man. And I got to give you some love, man.
Oh, thank you. You're far too kind.
No doubt, man. You got to come here and join us again, Sin, definitely, man. But it's been a pleasure.
Oh,
I'm going to place you on hold. What was you saying, Sin?
No, I'm saying, you know, I'm always checking in, man. But, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. You know what I'm saying? Once again, shout out to T-Real. Shout out Nizzy Nay. Shout out Busybody for making this all happen. And I ain't know Daylight did y'all logo. So shout out Daylight.
Yeah, you seen the logo? You seen the new logo?
Yeah, I see it's black and red. I got to check it out, man.
Yeah. Daylight Stay Right, right?
Daylight Stay Right, man. That's a good thing, man.
He did that, man. You know? I told him, I was like, man, I'm going to shout you out on the show. So, hey, when you speak this Chanel or Daylight, let them know. I definitely shout them out, so.
I'm going to send them the link, tell them pay attention, you know what I mean? So, no doubt, I'm out of here, man.
Thank you for joining us, man. It's always a pleasure, man. That's a good brother right there. That's my homie right there. And with that being said, it's definitely been fun. We've been gone for a while. We've been gone for too long, but we've been getting some things in order. We got a lot of good things coming. Just stay tuned. I ain't gonna say too much because we're not gonna say too much until things are finalized. Just know that we got some big things coming. It's Real Talk Radio is back, bigger, stronger, swinging harder, and better than ever. You know, we're really excited about 2014. We feel as though it's our year. Shout out to all the Blog Talk Radio shows and the whole Blog Talk Radio movement for making these opportunities happen. But right now, it's Real Talk Radio. We feeling like Kendrick Lamar. We trying to take that number one spot. Like, we trying to take over. I shout out to all. I got love for y'all. I listen to some of y'all shows. Some of y'all are dope. Some of y'all are brilliant. Some of you guys have really good ideas, good material. But we trying to take over. It ain't nothing personal, but you know what I mean, isn't it? We coming for that number one spot.
Yeah,
so we coming out swinging hard this year. what I mean is, you know, we coming Kendrick Lamar style, Control. Listen to Control and just know that. Listen to Kendrick Lamar's verse on Control and just know that's how we feel. We coming talk internet talk radio. We coming for the takeover 2014. It's Real Talk Radio. This is our year. You've been listening to It's Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tay Real.
I'm your co-host, Nibby Nang.
It has been a pleasure, y'all. It really has. It's really, really, really good to be back. And with that being said, hey, you know what? I got to say this before we close out. Make sure you tune in. We're back now. You know, we've been slacking a little bit. You know, we had some things to get in order, a lot of things going on. We back now every Monday at 9 o'clock. Every Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, make sure you tune in. And make sure you tune into, if you're a sports fan, tune into the NFL Weekly Wrap-Up, you know, with myself, Tay Real, and my co-host, Big Rand, and Mr. Dano as well. You know, and we're going to be doing segments of that all the way till after the Super Bowl. You know, so make sure you check out that. Make sure you follow the movement. Once again, this is It's Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tay Real, my co-host, Nizzy Nay. Shout out to the whole It's Real Talk Radio staff. You know, shout out to Jay Styles over there grinding. I see you, girl. We are out of here. Good night, y'all.
You've been listening to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Nizzy Nay. Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. Tweet us at It's Real Radio MP.